Harvey Filikoff from the Sun Sentinel has covered the Panthers for a long time. Harvey, welcome back to the show. Man, this has easily had to have been your busiest offseason ever in Florida.
Well, really cutting into my tennis playing, but it's been, at least I'm staying on the front page of sports in August, which is very unusual when you cover the Florida Panthers.
So now, the Jonathan Huberdeau contract, like, I'm a huge fan of Barkov. I think he is one of the best young players in the game. Very few talk about, had 28 goals in 66 games last year. Big and strong, good two-way player. And he signed for $5.9 million. I was like, wow, that's a great deal. And then I see the Huberdeau contract, and I'm like, well, I like Huberdeau, but I don't think he's as good as Barkov. Why did they sign him to the same contract?
Well, maybe Barkov's agent wasn't as good as Alan Walsh, Huberdeau's agent. Guys, listen, it's just two stars in the making. I agree, Barkov has a much greater upside. But Huberdeau, just touching the surface also, he showed such amazing playmaking skills in the second half of last season. He reminded me of like Pistol Pete Maravich back in the old days, with his passing without even looking at his players, at his line mates. And Jágr has given guys like him and Barkov more confidence, screaming at them to shoot the puck. And Jágr told me at the halfway mark, when Huberdeau had like 6 goals, that he's going to end up with 20. And what did he end up with? 20. So I think it was a good move. Get these guys in the fold for 5-6 years like they've done all summer. They're just going to grow with this team. They're going to be together. The chemistry is going to be amazing. Sprinkle in a few free agent veterans, and you got the makings of a cup contender for years to come.
Now, Harvey, while the numbers may surprise some, I think they're a touch high, but certainly nothing outrageous. It looks to me from the outside like there wasn't that much doubt something was going to get done. I read a report that Huberdeau purchased a $3 million home in Fort Lauderdale in June.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, you don't do that if there's some question.
No, they would talk for months and months and months, just like Trocheck. It dragged on, but I guess they just wanted to come to a mutually agreeable number. But Huberdeau was no doubt he was getting inked long term since the middle of the season, you know, because he's an RFA. Mm-hmm. Next year they had to make the decision. So once they cleared up cap space by getting rid of Dave Boland's onerous contract, which is Dale Towns' huge albatross, probably his worst mistake as a Panthers GM. Conversely, he's had about 20 home runs for every miss. So he's had a great track record here. So that once they cleared up that space, they knew they could sign Huberdeau. And I think Alex Petrovic, their young defenseman, is next to be inked to a long-term deal because they don't want to lose him in the expansion draft, and maybe Vegas will shy away if he's got a big number.
Harvey, when you look at Huberdeau, I mean, there was one season that he had a bit of an off season. He didn't play a full year, and he had the 28 points in 69 games. Aside from that, he looks like a forward, not even factoring in that the Panthers get better, that's going to get you 55 to maybe 65 points. Is the ceiling higher than that, or is that about it for him?
No, I believe it's higher. I believe 20 goals was just the beginning. He finally broke that plateau, and I think that was kind of a huge milestone for Jonathan. He's just, Dale Towns told me that he has one of the most accurate shots on the team, and he just doesn't show it enough. He's kind of a shy guy, and he doesn't like to. He's a pass-first player, and Callen and Jágr and everybody's telling him and Barkov, shoot the damn puck, and they started doing it in the second half, and they were just putting up big numbers. I mean, Huberdeau had like 11 points in his last 9 games and 6 or 7 goals. So I just think the sky's the limit. I think Barkov is going to be a future Frank Stelke winner, possible 30-goal scorer, 50-assist guy. I think he's an 80-point guy in the making. You just got both these guys. They got to stay healthy. Huberdeau's had some nicks in there. When he had that offseason, the sophomore jinx after winning the Calder, it was all about offseason surgery that he never really recovered from. And Barkov's had some serious hand issues. He blocked too many shots. And now Gallant and the rest of them are telling him, stay away from the puck, let other guys block the shot, stop using your hands to block shots. So he's learned a tough lesson there with a couple of broken hands in the last few years.
Florida Panthers beat reporter Harvey Filkoff joins us from the Sun Sentinel. Panthers yesterday inking Jonathan Huberdeau. They've got Barkov to a new deal. They've basically revamped their entire defense. You mentioned Petrovic. Man, it's like he's the only guy left over. Yandel's new. Demers is new. They brought in Pisick. Well, obviously, Aaron Ekblad. I know they're really high on Michael Matheson. Pisick's got
right.
Petrovic and Pisick right now on paper anyway seem to be battling for that third pair right D. Because Petrovic, you know, brings that tough, nasty side and kills penalty, do you see him as the inside track? And what did you make of that Kulikov trade to Buffalo?
Listen, Kulikov had 7 years to prove that he was a top two, top four defenseman. And this year, granted, he had his best defensive season. He stopped making those egregious turnovers that he was known for. But his offensive upside, he just never appeared. He seems to have talent in that area, but he just doesn't know when to join the rush and when to stay back. Petrovic showed in the playoffs he could be an offensive threat, and he adds toughness and an edge that's missing now that they got rid of Gabronson. A lot of people thought they'd get rid of Petrovic and not Gabronson. The rest of the league, I heard, has coveted Petrovic, especially after that Islanders series when he just threaded the needle with a couple of great passes and a goal. So I think Alex is a lock for top six on this team. I think Pisick's got to battle Camper and Kindle for that sixth spot.
Interesting. You know, Petrovic definitely figures in the mix. Mark Pisick has been, I don't know that he does. What's his calling card, Harvey? That's what I'd ask you. When I look at him, I don't see a dominant part to his game. You can't be dominant at everything, or you can't. If you are, you're an all-star. But what's his ticket? What's Mark Pisick's ticket to the NHL?
Yeah, he's been up and down in Buffalo, guys. He's been back and forth to the minor leagues. The Panthers, the new co-assistant GM, Steve Ware, and Eric Joyce, used on the analytics department, as is the whole scouting department that has been revamped. They went more towards the advanced stats. And Pisick evidently has great possession numbers, and he's a mobile, puck-moving defenseman, and that's what they're going for with Demers and Yandel, et cetera. And we know Ekblad is maybe on his way to being one of the best offensive defensemen in the league. He just always puts the puck on the net, and that's what Petrovic has learned from Ekblad. Throw the puck on the net. Doesn't have to be the biggest slap shot. And evidently, Pisick is young, and they were higher on him than they were Kulikov. And they have Matheson and Mikoshin in the wings. Matheson was a man in that playoff series. He played two regular season games in his career, and he was great in the five playoff games. And he put Kindle on the bench. And Ian Mikoshin out of Boston College, he's the next, he can make the team possible in training camp. But I think they're going to bring in a PTO, a veteran defenseman, before training camp opens.
Interesting. Now, Jared McCann is who they acquired in that trade with Eric Gabranson, who I know was very
right.
popular in the locker room. A lot of people surprised when that deal went down. Now, I look at the top six forwards in Florida, and McCann's not beating any of them out. He's not making the top.
No.
Do you see him as 20-year-old on their third line? Have you talked to the organization? Where do they pencil him in?
Yeah, third line, guys. With Bukestad and probably Colton Gauvier. I think I'm butchering his name. I apologize. That's going to be the third line, I believe. Bukestad may move to from center to forward, depending on where McCann is more comfortable. But this kid has to earn that spot in training camp. The Panthers have a lot of young prospects that maybe could step in there. Kyle Rau, for instance, Dryden Hunt. These guys have all kinds of talent. And Connor Brickley showed well last year in his brief stint up with the big boys. So McCann, you know, he didn't prove it in Vancouver, but he did. I think he put up 10 goals in partial playing time and not on the top two lines. So they're very high in McCann. That's why they dealt to Branson, who was projected as a future captain on this Panther squad. Now I got to believe it's going to be Aaron Ekblad.
Harvey, one of the things that's already a factor and will become more of a factor as we head down the road, the expansion draft. When you look
right.
up and down the roster, are preparations and moves already being made with that in mind? Are there any issues that you see with the Panthers where really they may have to expose somebody that they don't want to expose?
Yeah, well, I just actually general manager, the very knowledgeable salary cap guy on the web, just did a little survey, and every team picked the possible protected players, seven votes, be defense, and one goalie, if that's the way they go. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think the Panthers are tying up all these young guys for years to come. They don't want to leave them unprotected, and then Vegas will pilfer them. So they're not going to pilfer, I don't believe, anyone making, 30, 40 million, not in their first year. So I think Petrovic is the one dangerous player that could they may dangle and not protect. That's why I think they may tie him up to a long-term deal before that expansion draft comes around. But he's the one that I think is most susceptible to be getting picked off. Listen, they're not going to protect Yager for obvious reasons, guys. They're not going to protect Luongo for obvious reasons. They'll be 38 then. They side James Reimer for 5 years, much younger version. So, some veterans, like UC Jokinen, maybe unprotected. But so I think those are the guys that may be in danger of being out there for Vegas to steal.
Harvey, always good to catch up with you, man. We appreciate you taking some time out between your tennis match, and hopefully you get a few more sets in before the season starts.
Hey, I got Murray and Nishikori on pause in the fifth set right now, so don't tell me what happened.
All right, man. Appreciate it.